So I'll tell you a story about Johnny McGorry.
A long time ago, when we grew up, everybody used to think, and everybody thinks now, that the police always had Z cars that they drove around in. But the police in Killala, when Johnny McGorry was there, they didn't have anything like police cars, so they had bicycles, and that's how they used to go around. And they weren't nice bicycles like you guys have today, like, you know, with big thick tires on them and everything that. They were big, heavy, they were called Rudge bicycles, and they had handlebars out there, and they had a carrier thing in the front of them, and they used to, and because the weather was cold, the policemen used to have big overcoats. But if they were cycling fast and they were chasing after somebody any day going along, they used to take the coat and they used to fold it up and they used to put it in the carrier in the front. And they'd be going there fast as they could. And the policemen over in Ireland used to have to wear a tie. They had a jacket uniform that went down and thing. They had long blue trousers with the thing, and they had big boots that I think you had 40 laces in them, 40 lace holes in, in a policeman's boot, and socks and everything else. So anyhow, Mr. Hannick was down. I don't know, do you guys know what stealing cattle is?
No.
They call it rustling. So Mr. Hannick had two cattle, and one day he looks around because he didn't see them every day. He had another job. He had a butcher shop. He ran a butcher shop, and he wasn't a full-time farmer like the rest of them. So his daughter married this fella, John Egan, a kind of not such a good lad. He was in and out of jobs, and he was he used to bet on horses, and he was a gambler. One fine day, John Egan decided he's going to steal Hannick's cattle, his father-in-law's cattle. It's like your dad coming along and stealing my two cattle. That's exactly what it would be like. So he stole them, and he took them away to Ballina, and he sold them at a market. And Hannick went out about 3 days afterwards, and he said, "Where's me cattle?" And they weren't there. And then it was a complete mystery. They were looking for them. They put an advert in the local paper. And then this guy, Egan, confessed after he had a couple of pints, confessed to his wife, and his wife shopped him up and to her dad and said, "Here's the one, he stole your cattle." And they actually found them. They had sold them to a guy up Roscommon or somewhere like that. And that's how they found the cattle. But what happened with the police, so now the policeman is trundling around on his bike, and he's looking in everybody's field to see if the cattle are there. He even looked in our fields and Uncle Paddy's farm. And that's when Johnny got fixed up. So Johnny sort of looked around, and he looked at his magic thumb, and he said, "Right, what's happening here?" And then he worked out where they were, because he knew this thing. And then he got through to our Philomena Hannick, and he said, "Look, tell your dad that's where the cattle are."
Well, that was the story about Johnny McGorry.